Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Nun Dalet, and we are 24 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Nun Gimel Amid Beis Amar Mar. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Harav David Ben Shima, Avram Ben Gittel, Shoshana Bas Esther Bela, Chana Gittel Bas Brindel, Rafal Chaim Shayosha Ben Baba Chaya Rivka, Tzvi Ben Hinda, Yehuda Leib Chizkiyo Ben Basya, Elena Bas Chana, Chaim Ben Yama Mordechai Ben Ida, Penina Bas Esther, Chizki Shloim Ziske Ben Nechama, Yosef Tzvi Baruch Ben Chana Henela, Yerachmil Tzvi Moshe Ben Chana, Rav Chaim Doiv Ben Krindel, Shoshana Tova Bas Esther, Michal Shoshana Bas Tova Adasa, Aharon Ben Chaya Mira, Rechel Chana Malka Bas Tova, Yaakov Hill Ben Chaya Zara, Necha Rivka Bas Chaya Elka, Tzvi Ben Chaya, Efrat Bas Tamar, Yosef Elio Ben Chaya Devora, and Alti Rachmil Ben Yochevet. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Yechil Yosef Ben Tzvi Betzalel, Shloime Zeb Ben Avram Yitzchak, Mordechai Ziskin Ben Meir Al Chanan, and Chaveserel Bas Reb Moshe Shmuel. Before we begin today's daf, I just want to mention that in Yetz Hashem, there will be a second Siyum for our Chabura, August 10th, Monday, Boy Bayoim. That's the last day of Masech de Shabbos. And this Siyum is going to be in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Everybody is invited. The address is 13 Rehov Yisa Bracha. Please go to the second entrance on the left side. It's the fourth floor. Please wear a mask. It's called for 8:30 p.m., also known as 20:30 p.m. Either way, it sounds like it's going to be a very geshmaka siyum. Good food, nice view, nice program. Everybody is welcome. Kol dichvin yesev v'yechol. So at the end of yesterday's daf, before the raid bite, we began the 24th and last perek of Masechet Shabbos, perek Misha Hichshich. The context is somebody is outside, he has some valuables on him, he has his wallet, it's getting dark, it's soon going to be Shabbos, and he realizes that he's not going to be able to make it home on time for him to be able to put his things where they need to go. So the Mishnah says that there's an Eitzah. The Chachamim went out on a limb and allowed this person to do things that they ordinarily would not have allowed him to do. The Mishnah says, if a person wants, he can find the non-Jew, ask the non-Jew to please take this kiss home for him. And this is a very big chiddush, because ordinarily we know the rule, Amir la'akum is a shvus. It's something that's asim midrabanan. So being that Amir la'akum is something that's asim midrabanan, so you would have thought that certainly this is something that's not okay. Stating that, the Chachamim understood that if you're not going to allow this person to give his kiss to a non-Jew, ein adam ma'imid atzmei al mamoinai, and Eloi Sharisle, if you're not going to allow him to do this, he's going to end up carrying this kiss. So to prevent Havaras Dalanamas Bishus Arabim, the Chachamim said, let's allow you to do the lesser of the two evils, and rather than put yourself in a vulnerable situation where there's a chance that you may end up carrying Dalanamas Bishus Arabim, just give it to a non-Jew. Ordinarily, you can't tell a non-Jew to do Malacha for you. Even before Shabbos, you can't tell him to do Malacha for you on Shabbos. But in this instance, the Chachamim allowed it. The Mishnah said, what if this person doesn't have a non-Jew? What if there's no non-Jew for him to give it to? There's a plan B. Manichay al chamar. He could put it on a chamar, and the chamar could take it for him. The Gemara said that there isn't just a plan B, but there's even a plan C, and a plan D, and a plan E, and even a plan F. The Gemara said that if a person doesn't have a chamar to put it on, he can give it to a shaita. A shaita is patim and a mitzvah, and he can have the shaita carry it for him. If he doesn't have a shaita, he can even give it to a cheresh or to a katan. Shaila in the Gemara, who should you give it to first? First the cheresh, first the katan. These are really things that are not just negay this Gemara, but really shas sugyas. And the Gemara said that there's even another idea, that if there's no nachri, there's no chamar, there's no cheresh, there's no shaita, there's no katan, there's another option. What you can do is you can carry it less than Dalaramas at a time and take it home. That's something that really l'chatchila you should be able to do. Ordinarily, the Chachamim weren't so comfortable with people knowing about this because there's an idea of Kvoid Aleikim Haster Davar, but at the same time, there's also an idea of Kvoid Malachim Chakar Davar. So the Chachamim said, B'shas Adchat, as a sixth option, you could even carry it less than Dalaramas at a time and do it that way. But the second idea, the plan B, that was mentioned in the Mishnah, was an ein imay nachri manicha lachamar. You should give it to the chamar. Freit the Gemara, how could you do that? V'aloi mechamer. By you doing that, you're violating an isidai raisa. You're violating the lav of mechamer. Where does it say in the Torah, Mechamer? For Achmana Amar, it says in the Torah, Loisasikom Malacha, and it's the end of the pasuk. Ata, Uvincha, Uvitecha, Avdecha, Vamascha, Uvehemtecha, Vigercha, Hashem, Besharech. How you let it put this thing on a donkey and let the donkey take it home for you? By you doing that, you're going to violate the law of Mechamer. So Rashi says, what is Mechamer? It's a one line Rashi, and it's an important Rashi. Manik Chamer Tu'una, Karim Mechamer. If somebody leads a Chamer that has a package on it, he's considered to have been Mechamer. The lumdis is that just like you're not allowed to do Malacha on Shabbos, you also can't facilitate, you also can't allow your animal, you can't partake in your animal doing Malacha. In this case, if the Masa, the kiss is going to be on the Chamer, and the Chamer is going to be walking with it in a Rishos Arabim, so the Chamer is going to violate the Isser Hoitzah. The Chamer is going to violate Dalet Amar's Rishos Arabim. Even though you're not doing it, the Chamer is doing it. But the point is that being that you're being manig the Chamer, that's the assumption, you're going to lead the Chamer home. So if you're being manig the Chamer, so it comes out that you're facilitating an animal to do Malacha, and that's what the Torah meant when it said, Loisasiko Malacha, Atu Vincho Vitecha, Avdech Vamascha, Uvehemtecha. What it meant was that there's something called the Lav de Mechamer. Now we've spoken a lot in the Masechta about Lav de Mechamer. We also spoke about the halach of Shvisas Behema. We'll get back to it in the Raid Bite. What's Shvisas Behema? Shvisas Behema says that a person has to rest on Shabbos and he has to make sure his animals rest as well. Shvisas Behema, however, and Lav de Mechamer are not the same. They're similar, but they're not the same. Shvisas Behema states that just like I can't do malacha, my animal can't do malacha either. And I have to make sure that I do everything in my ability to prevent my animals from doing malacha. Meaning, even if I'm not facilitating the malacha, I'm not being manig achar achamar, I'm not physically walking the chamar, but rather the chamar is just doing its own thing, minding its own business. But it just so happens he's violating one of the malachas. Shvisas Behema says that I have to stop him. Shvisas Behema is an asay. It's only an asay. It's an iser asay. But there's an asay called Shvisas Behema. Lav de Mechamer is a lois asay. It's more chamer. Lav de Mechamer, I'm not just allowing my animal to do malacha, but I'm actually his shutef in the malacha. I'm aiding and abetting it. I'm partaking in it. You're being manigach a chamer. It's not just the chamer is doing his own thing and I'm allowing it to happen. You're actually leading the chamer. The Gemara's kasha is that in our Mishnah, l'chura, you should have violated the Lav de Mechamer. The Gemara's question is not from Shvisas Behema. Why not? We've spoken about this in the past. We'll get back to this if we have time in the Raid Bite. But for now, this is the Gemara's Kasha. What happened to the Lava the Mechamer? And just to appreciate the Gemara's Kasha, Bishlami to give it to a non-Jew. That's L'chur and Issa D'Rabbanon. So if that's an Issa D'Rabbanon, I understand. The Chachamim made a Takana. They understood that Eino the Maimed Atzmei Alma Moinoi Yiloi Sharus Lai Asi L'Suya Dalan Amas Peshus Arab. But how could they allow you to violate an Issa D'Raisa? Aloy Saseh in the Torah of Lava the Mechamer. Amra Bad You have to be very precise. You're right. If you don't do this very carefully, it could be a big problem. It's a chiddush. The Chachamim allowed you to do it, albeit very, very precisely. What should you do? You make sure that you put the load on top of the donkey while it's walking. So, being that you put it on the donkey while it's walking, it comes out that it never did an Akira. What is the definition of carrying? Akira, Dalanamis, Hanacha. Akira, Haitzah Mirshus Lashus, and Hanacha. If you put it on the animal while the animal's walking, so it comes out the animal never did an Akira with this thing on its back, so it comes out it will never have violated the Malach of Haitzah. If it never violated the Malach of Haitzah, so you will never over the Lav de Mechamer. An animal at some point is going to have to stop, it's going to have to use the facilities, so at that point it's going to stop, then it's going to start again, and then it's going to stop again. So Enechanami, right now, maybe when you put it on top of the animal, you didn't violate the Lav de Mechamer, but why aren't we concerned that at some point later you're going to violate the Lav de Mechamer? So the Gemara says, "Kshimaleches manichala." You're right. You have to be so careful. You have to watch it. You have to make sure that you put it on a while it's walking. Ukshiyemedes, and as soon as the animal's about to stop, so nightleyemen, you have to take it off and then wait for it to walk again. And while it's walking, put it on top. But the point is, you have to be very careful. So then, why do you have to put it on an animal if you have a way to circumvent the whole akira and anocho so that you're not going to be over and iser? So why do you have to put it on an animal? Just give it to a person and just make sure you do give it to him while he's walking and then take it off before he stops. Being that if your friend would have done an Akir and Anocha, he would have violated the real Issa Dei Raisa, not just the Issa Dei Raisa, but Karis and Skila and Chatos, the real Chilul Shabbos. So then we say that even if he doesn't do the Akira Nanocha, at the very least, it's going to be awesome with the Rabbanim. Incidentally, that was the first mission of Masach the Shabbos. We're coming full circle that if somebody does the Akira, somebody else does the Hanocha, right? Shtayin Shein Arba. There's examples where you're violate Haitzamidai Raisa, so that's if there's an Akira and Anocha, and then there's times you only violate the Rabbanan, if you only did the Akira, or you only did the Anocha. So the point is that Eitzo with a human being that he's shayach to the real Chil Shabbos, so he wouldn't be able to do this, or be a Midrabbanan. But Kol Shechaveroi Pater Aval Aser, but if something that's only Asim Midrabbanan, like we just mentioned, Bechamayre, as it relates to a Chamar, Mutal Lekatchila, and it's for that reason, it's not something you have to worry about. Omer Rabban Barahab, Rabban Barahab said, if somebody has a Chavila on his shoulder and it's getting late and he's not going to make it home on time for Shabbos, so what should you do? Do you have to leave your stuff there? So Rabban Barahab said, no, there's an Eitzah. Rots Tachtel, you should run until you get to your house. So you run for your life until you get to your house. Says the Gemara, but Dafka Rots, you have to run. Avol Kali Kali, if you're going to walk, Lloyd, that's not good. My time, give it the less. Because if you're going to walk, you may end up doing an Akir Vanocha. Meaning the point is that you just start running. You see it's getting late. It looks like it's Ben Hashmash's life. If you're going to run, so it's going to come out that you never did an Akira Be'isr, even though you're going to be running on Shabbos, but being that you're not doing an Aveira, you're not doing an Akira Be'isr, so the Chacham allowed you to do it. So I don't know, if I'm not doing an Akira Be'isr, then just walk. Tomorrow says, no, if you walk leisurely, you may accidentally stop and then start again. Running is already a hacker, so therefore this is going to be okay. But the Gemara says, soif, soif, kimat al-basi, efshaloi, koi, porta. Wait, you're going to run right into your front door? I mean, what are you supposed to do? You're going to have to stop for a second to open the door. At some point, you're going to have to stop. And then when you stop, v'koma ayel mishusar abim l'shusayachit, gishmak. Meaning, you'll tell me, okay, you're going to stop, but you didn't do an akira. All you did was a hanocha. Yeah, but the problem is when you stop, assuming the front of your house is Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then when you go into your house, you're going to go from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So shouldn't that be an issue? So the Gemara says, the Zohar Likalacha, yeah, no, what you have to do is you have to throw it with a shinoi. In such an instance, you can make this work. The point is, there is a way of making that work. Omar Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama said, if someone's Mechaber on Shabbos, so there's the love of Mechaber. What happens if someone's Mechaber? So we know if someone's Mechal Shabbos, bemazed with Edom and Asra, is Chayv Skil. Bemazed, if there's no Edom, there's no Asra, he's Chayv Karas. Beshoigig, he's Chayv Chatos. Misasek, your potter. What happens if someone violates the law of Mechamer? It's an Issa Deiraisa. The Gemara brought a Pasuk. Lo yisasa kol melach atu vincha bitecha avdecha v'amaschu v'hemtecha. So we know for sure the person violated an Issa Deiraisa. The question is this an Issa Deiraisa Chil Shabbos with the ganze ganzkeit? Literally, it's going to be skila, it's going to be karis, it's going to be chatos, or perhaps this is treated a little bit differently. So Rami Bar Chama says, very important Gemara, if someone's mechaber on Shabbos, b'shoigi if he does it, b'shoigi chayv chatos, b'mezid if he does it, b'mezid chayv skila, it's real, bona fide, 100% chil Shabbos. My time, what's the reason? Amar Rav, as Rav explained, the amakra, because the pasuk says, some have the girsa rabba, lo yisasa kol malacha, ato uvehem. The pasuk says you can't do malacha, and your behemah is not allowed to do malacha. Just like if a person does chol Shabbos, b'shoyi chayv chatos, b'mezid chayv skila. After hemtei nami, so his behemah is the same thing. B'shoyi chayv chatos, b'mezid chayv skila. So Rami Bar Chama had a hekesh. Lo yisasa kol malacha ato, and then it says uvehemtecha ato dumyu de behemtecha. You. It's skila, it's kares, it's chatas. The same is going to be true for your behemah. Amar Rava, so Rava said, "Shtei trubas bedavar." I have two kashas on what Rami Bar Chama said. Chada, number one, the pasuk says, "Teira achas yilachem laoisa b'shkaga v'hanefesh asher tase biyad Rama." We know that the Torah singled out one of all the isurei Torah that by that iser, if you do it b'shoyge, yichayv chatas. Which is sir avodah zara, and the Gemara throughout Shas learns a lot of halachas from the fact that the Torah chose avodah zara as the paradigm for an avera for which if you do b'shoyeg you're going to be chayv chatas. Many important halachas are learned from there. So Rav quoted a brisa that it says that from the fact that we learn chatas from avodah zara, it has to be similar to avodah zara. Huk shukal ha-Torah kul avodah zara. Ma avodah zara dovid ma'isa begufei. And just like avodah zara involves a ma'isa, a person's not oved avodah zara when his animal does something. You're oved avodah zara when you do something. Hachinami ad oved ma'isa. So too, begufei. The only time you be chai is if you do a ma'isa with your guf. So Rav asked Rami Bar Chama, how could you tell me if someone violates the law of the mechamer, he should be chayiv a chatas? Can't be. Chatas has to be dumyid avodah zara. Avodah zara is oved ma'isa begufe. Lav de mechamer is not ovid ma'isa begufe. Now, the truth is, lav de mechamer, we mentioned, you are complicit somewhat in what the animal's doing. But the Gemara argues that it's not called ma'isa begufe, and if it's not ma'isa begufe, how can you tell me yechayiv chatas va'oid? And nocha kasher, Rava said, tamar lunt in the Mishnah, mechalos ha-shabbos, if somebody is mechalos shabbos, bedof shechiyav anal shechigosei chatos, va'al zedoy neskilo, if it's at chil shabbos, for which, if you do b'shoy yechayiv chatas, and you do b'mezi yechayiv skilo, da-da-da. What do you see from the Mishnah? We just need one point. There's a Mishnah in Masechta Sanhedrin. But we need one detail, a diuk. Not even what's beforeish in the Mishnah, but what's implied from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if someone's Mechal Shabbos, for example, you did something that, if you did it b'mezi, b'chayv skilo, you did it b'shoy yichayv chadat. Said Rava Gishmak, b'chla, you know what you see from the Mishnah? The ikamidi, it's impossible for a person to be Mechal Shabbos in a way that ain't chayav and malshigigosei chatas. V'loy al zadoyne skilo. It's possible to be Mechal Shabbos in a way where there is no chatas, where there is no skilo. My new, what is that? Must be Lav de Mechamer. So Rava told Rami Rachama, I'm thinking it's Lav de Mechamer. What is it? It's not Chayresh, it's not Zoreya, it's not Koitzer, it's not Ma'amer, it's not the Lamites Melachis, because the Lamites Melachis, there is Skila and Deschatas. In the Mishnah, it's implied that there's a Chil Shabbos that has Skila and Chatas, but there's a Chil Shabbos that doesn't have Skila and Chatas. What is the example of a Chil Shabbos that doesn't have Skila and Chatas? Probably Lav de Mechamer. So that was the second Kasha, but the Marah says, like, second Kasha is not such a Kasha, because that you could say is Tchumen Valib de Rabbi Akiva. Maybe it's referring to Tchumen. The Issa Truman, Rabbi Kiva holds that Truman's Dairaisa, so it's an example of a Chil Shabbos Dairaisa that doesn't involve skill, doesn't involve chatas, or Havara, Libid Rabbi Yossi, Gishmak, Rabbi Yossi holds Havara Lelav Yotzes. The Torah singled out, Loisavar Reish Bechomash, Vesicha B'yema Shabbos, Machlik, Rabbi Yossi, Rav Zvid, whether it's Lechalik Yotzes or Lelav Yotzes, Rabbi Yossi Shita is Lelav Yotzes, so maybe the Mishnah is coming Lafuki, Rabbi Yossi. But either way, Rami Bar Choma said that if someone's Mechamer on Shabbos, he's Mechal Shabbos in the same way he'd be Mechal Shabbos if he did any one of the 39 Malachas. B'mezid is going to be Skil and Kares, B'shoigli is going to be Chatos, and Rava came with two questions. Shtei Tshuvos V'davar. The first kasha was that we only Chayav Chatos if you do an Aveira similar to Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is Ovid Ma'isa Begufe. Lav de Mechamer is not Ovid Ma'isa Begufe. So how could it be a Chatos for Avodah Zarah? It's the first kasha. For Mechamer. The second kasha is that Rava said, Avadik in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Mechal Shabbos B'davar Shechayav Shigiyos Chatos V'Azlein Kares. It sounds like it's possible to be Mechal Shabbos, but there won't be a Chatos. There won't be a Kares. Probably Lav de Mechamer, and that the Gemara was already Doicha. Either way, this is the first version of Rami Bar Choma Shita as it relates to the Lav de Mechamer. Rav Zvid Masni Hachir. Rav Zvid, however, had a second version. Omer Rami Bar Choma, he said of the name Rami Bar Choma, Mechamer Acha Behemah B'Shabbos. Someone's Mechamer after his Behemah on Shabbos. B'Shoigig, if he does it, B'Shoigig, any Chayiv Chatas. He's not Chayiv Chatas. B'Mezid, if he does it, B'Mezid, Chayiv Skila, he's going to be Chayiv Skila. So what's the Pshat in this version? It's a little different than the first version. In the first version, there's chatas and the skilo. In this version, there's no chatas, but there is skilo. Zok Rashi, very poshet. Because in this girsa of Rami Bar Choma, Rami Bar Choma acknowledged Rava's first kasha. What was Rava's first kasha? That how could you tell me that there's a chatas for Lav de Mechamer? Rami Bar Choma in V2.0 agrees that there's no chatos. You know why? Because it's not similar to Avodah Zarah, because lo yoved ma'isa begufe. Now that's a hafka in the chatos. That's not a hafka in the skiva. So as it relates to the skiva, you're going to be chayiv skiva. As it relates to the chatos, there's a special hafka in the chatos. Masiv Rava. So over here, Rava didn't have two kashas. But Rava had one kasha. Mechal Shabbos. If someone's Mechal Shabbos, bedover shechayoven mal shigigosei chatos, chayoven al zedoy neiskilo. It sounds like if someone's Mechal Shabbos and it's a dover shechayoven shigigosei chatos, it's chayoven al zedoy neiskilo. Meaning it sounds like the two are totally zebeze. Ha'in chayoven mal shigigosei chatos. If there's no chiyuv chatos, ain't chayoven al zedoy neiskilo. It sounds like the two are totally zebeze. So if the two are totally zebeze, how could you, Rami Bar Choma, tell me that for Lav de Mechamer, yes, skilo, no chatos? I have a diuk from a braisa, which seems to suggest that the two are totally zebeze. But the Gemara says it's not true. Miktani ha in chayavim v'chulu hachi kamer. It's not mafurish. Dovish chayav mal shigigosei chatos. Chayav mal zdoy neiskilo. Meaning, if you're chayav chatos, then it's true you're chayav skilo. That way the diak is good. But the age dovish in chayav mal shigigosei chatos. But it's possible that you won't be chayav chatos. The chayav mal zdoy neiskilo. My new, what is that? That's mechamer. Either way, the Gemara says it's not a diak. Notice that Rav's two kashas that he asked on Rami Bar Choma in the first version, he didn't ask on the second, because both of those kashas are not kashas. The first kasha Rava asked in the first version was that how could you be chayiv chatas for Lav de Mechamer lo yoved ma'isa begufe? Okay, according to Rav Zvid's nusach in Rami Bar Choma, you're talking not chayiv chatas, you only chayiv skilo. What was the second kasha? The Mishnah was talking about a type of chil Shabbos that has chatas and has skilo. It sounds like there's a chilul Shabbos that doesn't have chatas and skilo. So how could you tell? And Rav assumed it's lav de mechamer. So how could you tell me lav de mechamer has chatas and skilo? According to the second nusach of Rami bar Chama, it works. Even if Rav was right that the mishnah is coming lafuke lav de mechamer, because lav de mechamer has skilo but doesn't have chatas. So the mishnah is talking about where there is a skilo and there's a chatas, as opposed to what? Oh, as opposed to lav de mechamer. Not that it doesn't have either of them, but at the very least, it doesn't have chatas. Either way, this is. The second nosach, the second version of what Rami bar Chama said. Rava, Achud Rami bar Rachel. Rava, who was the brother of Rami bar Rachel. I don't know, some say Avud Rami bar Rachel. He was the father of Rami bar Rachel. So the Gemara says, parenthetically, Gemara doesn't do this very often, but parenthetically, before we even say what Rava, who was either the brother of Rami bar Rachel said, or was the father of Rami bar Rachel said, that Lalishna Basra, if you hold he was the father, Kasha Hadar Rav Achshu the Rami bar Rachel, who manyi b'prasayi the bubble. There's a Gemara somewhere else where the Gemara says that Rav once had allow Rami bar Rachel, he made a special exception, he allowed him to get a certain shteller. The problem for him to been able to get this shteller was, the assumption is there was some questionable yichas. What would the questionable yichas have been? His mother's name was Rachel, but his father they thought was maybe a non-Jew. And even though he's a full-fledged yid, but with regards to certain things, there was an idea that maybe if someone's father's not Jewish, maybe he didn't get certain positions of power, certain positions of authority. So the Gemara says that if you hold that Rava was Mari bar Rachel's brother, so it could be his father was a non-Jew. But if this Rava was Mari bar Rachel's father, sounds like an upki itin eid. His name is Rava. That was a very Jewish name back in the day. So if that's the case, L'chayra, he is a yid. So what was the issue? So the Gemara says, nah, that's not such a raya that he's his brother, not his father, because Dumma Trey Mari bar Rachel Hava. Who said it's the same Mari? But what's the bottom line? What did Rava, either the brother of Mari bar Rachel or the father of Mari bar Rachel, say? Have a masli lo hush ma'ite mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan. He used to have a different Shulchan Aruch in terms of what the halacha is by Lav de Mechamer, and he said it over in the name of the great Rabbi Yochanan, Liftor. And he was very, very makel. As follows, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hamechamer Achav Emeti B'Shabbos. If someone's mechaber on Shabbos, Potem Miklum. B'Shoyg Lemechayev Chatos. There's no Chatos. Why? Dukshe Kol HaTorah Kula Avodah Zarah. Because of the halacha, it has to be similar to Avodah Zarah. Lav Demechamer Zloy Oven Ma'aseh Begufei. And B'Mezin Nami Lemechayev. And B'Mezin is no skilu. Time we learn to the Mishnah. Mechalos Shabbos Dov Shachayev Anashu Yosei Chatos. Lav Doyni Skilu. And we learn from there that the two atolis have bezeho. In Chayev Anashu Yosei Chatos. In Chayev Anashu Doyni Skilu. Not just that, he continued to Rabbi Yochanan, and he said, Belav nami loy mechayev. He wouldn't get malchus either for lav de mechamer. Why? Davali lav sheniten lazaras misas bezden. Because it's a lav sheniten lazaras misas bezden. What's the lav of mechamer? Loy sasa kol melacha. That lav is subject to misas bezden. When? If you yourself do malacha. If a person does malacha, he violates loy sasa kol melacha, he's going to get misas bezden. And there's a rule that a lav sheniten lazaras misas bezden ain't loy kinolav. Any lav that links to misas bezden, so lav shen by maisein loy kinolav, lav shen ite klasein loy kinolav. One of the examples of a loy sase for which there's no malchus is niten lazaras misas bezden. So Rabbi Yochanan took it a step further. Not only is there no chatas, not only is there no skilo, but there's not even going to be a malchus. Why? Because it's a lav shenin lazaras misas bezden, the chal lav shenin lazaras misas bezden, a loikinov. And he took it even one step further. He said, "Vafilu l'manda maloikin." And even though there is a manda amar, Rashi says, "Makis taf yud gimel amabes." That holds lav shenin lazaras misas bezden loikinolov. But here it's ain loikinolov. And based on a diak in the pasuk, it's lichtei brachmano leisasa kol malacha uvehem tocha ato lamali. The Torah says leisasa kol malacha ato. And then later it says uvehem techo. The word ato is mafsik. Why did the Torah throw in the word ato? Must be to make a hefsik, a distinction. It's true, you're not allowed to do malacha, and it's true, your behemo, lav de mechamer is not allowed to do malacha. But there's a difference. What's the difference? Who knew the mechayev? You yourself are going to be chayev. Malchus, behem techo le mechayev, your behemo is not going to be chayev. So what's the bottom line? Lav de mechamer is, if someone violates it, what's the yoinish? Rami bar Chama in the first version said it's treated like regular Chilul Shabbos. There's going to be Skila, there's going to be Kares, and there's going to be Chatas. Rami bar Chama in the second version said Skila and Kares, yeah, Chatas, no. The third version is Rabbi Yochanan, who said that if someone's Mechamer, there's no Skila, there's no Chatas. Not only that, he said there's no Malkus, and he said even a bigger Chiddush, even if you have Lav Shein, Lazarus, Mises, Bez, and Loikin Olav, still there's not going to be Malkus. What's the Halacha? What are we paskin? We passing like Rabbi Yochanan. We passing that a mechamer acha behemte b'shabes potam miklum b'shoygu lemechayev chatos b'mezid is no skila. There's not even a malchus, and the truth is that's why throughout Shas, Whenever the Gemara wanted to find an example of Chilul Shabbos, where someone was Mechalul Shabbos, B'mezer, he was Mechalul Shabbos M'dayraisa, but at the same time, there's no Skila, and there's no Karis, there's no Chatas. The example that we always get is Lav de Mechal. That's the first example, the first place to run to. And in many places in Shas, the Gemara pulls out of its pocket this Lav de Mechamer. So it's kedai to internalize what Lav de Mechamer is. Lav de Mechamer is Chilul Shabbos De'oraisa, but at the same time, it's very, very unique in that it doesn't have the Chiyuvim. Tachroinim, the Mechas Chinuch, and the Shagasayah, they were mafalful with a lot of Gishmak Yishayil, is not for today. If someone's Mechal Shabbos, Befarhesia. So he has a din of a mummer. He has a din of a non-Jew. His shchita is not a shchita. What if it's lav de mechamer? Is there an issa lav de mechamer on yontif? So there's a whole bunch of geshmak of different shailas as it relates to lav de mechamer. The Gemara, however, got to the real basics. And that is, where does it fall as far as Einchim go? Rami Bar Chama, version 1. Rami Bar Chama, version 2. And finally, the great Rabbi Yochanan, which is what we paskin like. So the Mishnah, going back to the original halacha, said that Misha Hichshach Baderech, he has his kiss, Noisin L'Nachri. Plan B, you could put it on Al-Khamar. Okay, what happens when it's time to take the kiss, or whatever it was that you put on top of the animal off, meaning, now it's in the Rosh Hashayachid. Now there's no Eitzah problem, but there's a Muktzah problem. So the Mishnah says, okay, it depends what you did. If it's a Keli Hanitol B'Shabbos, if it's not Muktzah, so just take it off. What if it's a Keli that is Muktzah? So then Mater HaChavalim, what you should do is you should just loosen the ropes, Vasakin, all the sacks that are on top, that are behind the donkey, on Neuflam Me'eleim, and like this, you're going to be able to get what it is you need. This next Gemara that we're going to learn is also classic in the world of Raid. It's also a Gemara that we referred to earlier in the Masechta, and if there's time, a Gemara that we'll talk a little bit about in the Raid. Zok de Gemara Amir Rafuna. Rafuna said, "Hoyse behem taytuno klis chuches." If a person had a behem on Shabbos and there was klis chuches on it, there were glass kalem on top of it. You want to take it off on Shabbos. You can't remove it, Ravuna said. Maybe karmikasis. You should bring pillows and sheets and blankets. Maniach tachteh, put it underneath the animal. Umatra chavolim, then untie the ropes. Vasak in neuflin, let the sacks fall, and let the glass fall on top of the karmikasis. If you let it fall on the ground, it's going to break. It's like, this is not going to break. You put it on something soft, you have nothing to worry. Freita Gemara, Ravuna and Amoira said that? But not Tanan. L'chura, he seems to be contradicting the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if you have kalim on top of an animal, the kalim are not mukta, it's kalim anitolim b'shabbos, then it's very simple. Noitolas a kalim anitolim b'shabbos. Klis chuches, you would think a kalim anitolim. So the Gemara says, you're right, you have to make an akimta. Kikomer Rafuna. Rafuna was talking about bekarni de umno, t'loichazila. He was talking about klis chuches that were mukta. The klis chuches that was used by an umin, that was a makiz dam. So those kelim were disgusting. Right, a person's not going to drink out of the keli that was used for akazas adam. So it's muktzah machmas mios. If it's muktzah machmas mios, it's mios. But anachinami, if we were dealing with kelim that were typical klischuches, Ravuna would have never said this. Right, the Gemara, I don't understand Ravuna's halach. So Ravuna said that if you have kelim, the kelim are muktzah, just bring karim, the kastis, put it on the side, and like this, everything will fall on it. You can have nothing to worry about. Incidentally, the Mishnah didn't say this. The Mishnah was talking about kelim that you have no problem with them falling on the ground. So you can untie the ropes, let it fall on the ground. Ravuna is talking about something that's very, very sensitive. That if it falls, it's fragile. On the ground, it's going to break. He's talking specifically about klis chuches, right? The Mishnah talked about kelim that are mukta, kelim that are not mukta. If it's not mukta, just take it off. If it is mukta, let it fall on the ground. That's not, the Gemara has no problem with the Mishnah. Rav Huna said something very specific. That's what the focus of the Gemara is going to be. He's talking about not ordinary kelim, which is what the Mishnah was talking about, but klis chuches. A kelim that's mukta on the one hand, but at the same time, you can't just untie it and let it fall, because it's going to break. So he says, okay, bring karim v'kastis. Karim v'kastis are not mukta. It doesn't sound like it should be a problem. Freit the Gemara, oishanemol, it's a problem. But because v'hakam v'atul kelim me'chanoi, if these kelim are going to fall on top of the karim v'kastis, you're not going to be able to move the karim of Akastis anymore. That means you just took a keli that you were able to move, and you did something, a pa'ula, that causes you now to not be able to move it anymore. That's what's known as bitul keli mehechana, an idea we've seen throughout the Masechta. And that's something you're not allowed to do. It's an issur d'rabbanan, you're not allowed to do it. Rashi says the reason you can't do it is because it's called soiser. On some level, it's like you're destroying the keli. I had a keli that was functional, and now it's not functional anymore. And as a result, we look at it as soiser. But the point is, you're making it non-functional because there's muktzah on top of it. I'm not going to be able to use it. So the Gemara makes another akimta. The Gemara says b'shlifi zutri. It's talking about with these glass kelim that Ravuna was referring to are very small, so you can remove the karvakastis. Not a big deal. You can remove it. The Maksha thought it was big, but really it was something small. And if it's small, you can remove it. It's like, this is no bitl kli mechana either. If someone had a behema and his behema had tevel on it, that's tfuah that you didn't get maisa from, vashashiyas, or you had glass on top of it, matras achavolim, vasakin noif. So you can be matter the chavolim and let the sakim fall. The afal pi shemishtabrim, and even though they're going to break, you have to let it break. It's not just a kashan Rav Huna. Rav Huna said you could bring karm v'kasas. Here it sounds like you can't bring karm v'kasas. Why not? Probably because you're going to be mevatel kelim meichonis. Akur Rav Huna say it's okay. So the Gemara says, awesome, bekulsa. No, they were talking about bigger klis chuches. Those klis chuches are so big, they're going to weigh down the karm v'kasas. You're not going to be able to remove the karm v'kasas. You can't take the kelim off the karm v'kasas. If you were able to do that, you could have just taken it off the donkey. It's muktzah. And to remove, just to somehow get the karm v'kasas to come out from underneath the kelim, it's just too heavy. So you're going to end up being stuck with the karm v'kasas where they are. It's bitl klei meichanai. That's an issue. The Ekanami, the Gemara says, a little meduyik that way from the Braisa. Diktani dumi de tevel. Because it says tevel, and it says kulsa. Ma tevel loy chazile. Just like tevel is something that's loy chazile. Afachinami loy chazile. It's probably talking about glass that's loy chazile. These big slabs of something. It's loy chazile. And it's very heavy. And that's why this bitl klei meichanai. So if that's the case, it's just some big slab of something that doesn't sound like there's an issue with it. It doesn't sound like there's such a hefset if it breaks. So why did the Braisa speak out? Afal pi shemishtabrim. So the Gemara says, Ma'u detema, you would have thought the hefset mu'ud, nami chashu kamashwa. It's true, there's no greiser hefset if it breaks. But a hefset mu'ud there is, you would have thought maybe that's enough of a reason for you to be able to be mevatel kli meichana, and that's what the Braisa said. There's no bitl kli meichana. Meaning, really, if you would put karm v'kasas right on the side of the donkey, have the packages that are mukta fall off, land on it, it could be an issue. It could be a problem, bitl kli meichanai. Rav Huna's case where he said it's mutter is talking about where you'll be able to remove the karm v'kasas. The Braisa's case where it says it's a problem is talking about where you won't be able to remove. Tanya, Rav Shimon, Yechayayimir, Ha'isab, Empty Tuna, Shlif, Shal Tfuah. If someone had a behemah, the behemah had tfuah on top of Menich, Reisha, Tachtan, you want to get the tfuah off the animal. So what you could do is, you can do it with your head. Meaning, if you do it with a kalach hayad, that's a way of removing it, even if there's a mukta problem. You can put your head underneath it, let it fall by himself. Rabbi Gamliel had a chamar, and it was carrying honey. And it was Shabbos. And he didn't want to take the honey off the animal on Shabbos. So he waited until Maitzoy Shabbos. Maitzoy Shabbos, Rabbi Gamliel comes out to his donkey, and he saw Mesa that the donkey had died. What was the problem? Dvash, honey, that's food. Food is not mukta. Vanantana noitel kelim anitalim. It shouldn't have been an issue. So the Gemara says kisha hidvish. It's talking about where it was hichmitz, where it had gone bad. Frank the Gemara hidvish l'maychazi. So why'd Rabbi Gamliel have it? I mean, it sounds like this whole story chamarish Rabbi Gamliel who satuned dvash. It sounds like he needed this for some reason. If it went bad, what's it worth? So the Gemara says like sisa de gamli. No, it actually is worth something. You can use it. For a refuah to smear it on camels when they need it. Freit the Gemara. Okay, so he didn't want to remove it because it was muktzah. Because dvash usually is not muktzah, but this was dvash that had been hidvish, that had gone bad. I mean, that had gone bad, it was muktzah. What's it worth? It's worth smearing on a camel, but that's not something you can do on Shabbos. So I mean that's not something you could do on Shabbos. So the bottom line is it was muktzah. So Rav Gamliel couldn't just take it off. But the Gemara says, okay, v'yatul chavol v'yiplu, why do you do what the Mishnah says? Mishnah says, if you have something on a chamar, if it's not muktzah, just take it. Kelim she'en nitalim, if it is muktzah, you can untie it and let it fall. So why didn't he at least do that? So the Gemara says, mystery ziki, he was afraid that the sacks would have torn when they fell, and he would have had problems. Afraid Rav Yavi karm v'kastis, v'yinich tachtein. So just bring karm v'kastis. So the Gemara says, Matanfi, the karm v'kastis would have been, they would have gotten dirty. V'komavato kelim echanoi. I mean that they would have gotten dirty, you couldn't have used them anymore. Once you can't use them anymore, so now it's mukta. If it's mukta, or even if it's not mukta, you can't use it. So that's called bitl klim echanoi. And once it's bitl klim echanoi, you have a problem. So we're going to be stuck. You didn't know what to do. I mean, the Mishnah says, if you have something on your chamar, there's a warrant. You can take something off. If it's not mukta, just take it off. If not, you can be matach avolim. Hey, it's karm v'kastis. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But the Gemara says Rabbi Gamliel was in a sometimes no situation. The dvash over here was muktzah. He didn't want to untie it and let it fall because it was gonna be a hefset. To bring karm v'kastis would have been bitl kli meichanoi. So he was stuck. Right, the Gemara, I don't understand. For ikut tzar bali chayim. What happened to tzar bali chayim?
Why didn't that play a role in all this? Why don't we say there was a Tzar Bali Chaim Cheshbin? So the Gemara says, Kasava Tzar Bali Chaim de Rabbanon. Rabbi Gamliel is of the opinion that Tzar Bali Chaim is only a Din de Rabbanon. And being that it's only a Din de Rabbanon, so Tzar Bali Chaim wasn't going to be, meaning the animal was suffering, but then that's only a Din de Rabbanon. He didn't feel like he'd be Doicha. Had Tzar Bali Chaim been Doiraisa, so it would have been Doicha Bittel Kli Mehechanoi. And therefore he would have had an option. But being that Tzar Bali Chaim, Rabbi Gamliel holds is only the Rabbanon, so therefore there was no way to be Doicha this. We'll get back to this. Abai Ashkhid Le Rabbah. Abai once saw a rabbi, the Komeshavshav Leila Brei, Agaba de Chamara. He was rubbing his son, he was like playing with him, Rashi says, and he was like on the side of a Chamar. Omalei, so he told him, Komeshavshav Barab Bebali Chaim. He said, Rebbe, Rabbi, you're being mishtamish with a Baal Chai, you're not allowed to be mishtamish with a Baal Chai on Shabbos. One of the takonas that the Chachamim said you're not allowed to do on Shabbos is only an Issa Rabbanon. You're not allowed to ride on an animal. You're not allowed to be mishtamish with a Baal Chai. And the reason is, Shema Yachtich Zmeira. We're afraid that the donkey's not going to want to move. So what do? You break a branch and you whip it. That's breaking a branch is a problem. That's the malach of kaitzer. Malach atzricha legufa. You want the branch. So this is a real problem. So it's for that reason, Chachamim say you're not allowed to be mishtamish with a Baal Chai. If it's for the same reason, you're not allowed to be mishtamish be'ilon, as we're about to see. It's also, Shema Yachtach Zmeira. We're afraid that you're on the tree, you're going to take off a branch. But either way, so Abaya asked Rabbi, he said, Rebbe, I don't understand how you could do this. He said this respectfully. But at the end of the day, you're being mishtamish with a Baal Chai on Shabbos. That's not something you're allowed to do. So Amalei, so Rabbi told Abaya, Chiddush, that's going to take us to the end of the daf. He said, Stodenhei. I'm not being mishtamish with the Baal Chai in the regular way. I'm not riding on the animal. It's the side of the animal. If it's stodim legazub Rabbanan. Rabbanan didn't say that a Baal Chai is completely off limits. The Chum just said that if you do it in the regular derech, which is the top, that's going to be a problem. But the side of the animal, that's called stodim, and on stodim legazub Rabbanan. So he said, not Emro. How do I know that? How do I know stodim legazub Rabbanan? Said the Tanan, I know from the Mishnah. This is why we're talking about this right now. The Mishnah right here in Perek Misha Hichshech, the Mishnah says that if somebody has packages on a chamor, so if it's not mukta, you can take it off. If it's mukta, mater chavolim, you can untie the ropes. Vasakin neuflin. So Rabbi told Abaya, my lab bechaver gavalki. So we're probably talking about the types of straps that the only way you can untie is if you make contact with the animal. You have to kriech in order to untie it. So you mean mishnamish with Baal Chai. So if you mean mishnamish Baal Chai, so it should be a problem. Elamai must be the havalut stodim. Vitstodim, like Azubu Rabbanan. Very gishmakaraya. But the Gemara says that Abaya held it wasn't muchach that way, because loy. Who said that we're talking about Chaver Gavalki? Maybe we're talking about Bechaver Aglavki. The Lai Havud Stadim. The point is, it's the type of strap where it's not tied together in a way where the only way you can untie it is it by being Mishnamish Balachai. Inami Balachta. Maybe it was tied, but it was tied with like a clasp. The point is, it wasn't tied in a way where you would have to really get into it. The bottom line is that Rabbi has said a very big chiddush that you're not allowed to be mishtamish with a Baal Chai, but stodim is mutter, and his raya was from our Mishnah. So another halacha that we take out of the Mishnah, Perek Mishnah, very yesoidus thing in Mishnah, but another halacha you take out of this Mishnah was Rabbi's diuk, where Rabbi felt that it's inevitable when you untie these straps that you're not going to be mishtamish with a Baal Chai, and if that's the case, l'chur, what happened to the dakonas chachomim that you're not allowed to be mishtamish with a Baal Chai? Must be tzodim a difference, as the faith of Gemara. Eisaveis, Abai asked Rabbi Akasha from a Mishnah in Mesechtes Sukkah. The Mishnah over there was discussing a Sukkah. Kasher Sukkah has to have three walls. Shtayim kilchasa, v'shlishes, afilu tefach. Says the Mishnah, Shtayim b'deyadim, if you have a Sukkah that's made up of two regular walls, v'achas be'ilon, and the one wall was in a tree. Now the Gemara is going to go back and forth what exactly this means. But for now, the assumption is that the wall is inside a tree. Meaning you took a tree, you carved out a little area, and you put a wall, a man-made wall, inside the tree. The halach is ksher, it's kosher. However, the ein oilam ba b'yantif. But it's a problem. Meaning you can't use it on yantif. And the reason is because we're afraid that you may end up using the schach. So apparently, once upon a time, people used to be mishtamish with the schach. It was normal. They would put things on top of the schach of the sukkah. So we're afraid that you may put something on top of the schach. And when you're putting something on top of the schach, being that one of the walls of this sukkah is in a tree, so you're being mishtamish now with the tree. So you're being mishtamish with the tree by virtue of putting something on top of the schach, which is being supported by the three walls, one of which is a tree. So you're being mishtamish with a tree. Now the Gemara says, now this wall, my lav, the chokbe be'ilan, presumably it's inside the tree. If that's the case, havalut stodin, All it is really is the tzadin, utzadim asurim. I mean, the Gemara is assuming that the tree itself wasn't the wall. This is very subtle. The tree itself wasn't the wall, but rather the wall was inside the tree. So if that's the case, you're being mishtamish, not with the tree, but with something that's in the tree. The Gemara is drawing a parallel between that and tzadim, the side of the animal. It's not the regular way of being mishtamish with a nilon. You're being mishtamish with a wall that's inside a nilon. That's like being mishtamish with the side of the animal. That's the parallel of the Gemara. In other words, in the vernacular, it's tzadim. And still you see it's a problem. See, so you see tzadim is also sabaya as rabu. How could you tell me tzadim is mutter by balchai? You see clearly that when it comes to a tree, it's not mutter. And really there's a similarity between the tree and the balchai. We said it's really me'inyan le'inyan, but it's inyan. They're both aser, and they're both aser for the same reason. They're both aser shemayach tichsmayra. But the Gemara says, rabu told him, how do you know that? Maybe the tree itself was the wall. So if the tree was the wall, you're being mishtamish with the actual tree, not a wall in the tree. It's not considered stodim, meaning to come mishtamish. Look at the sefer sholish, but the other machas bilam. What if you have three regular walls and only one, and the fourth one was the tree? Then it's mutter. If you're telling me that the fourth wall is the tree, why is it mutter on yontif? Meaning, at the end of the day, be mishtamish bilon. But the Gemara says, I don't understand. How else are you going to learn this? So the Gemara is responding to Abayas. So Abayas, you want to tell me that no. Really, it's a wall in the tree. And you're bringing a raya from here that stodim is aser. If stodim is aser, you have the same kasha according to you. So if say, my oil labi yantiv, why is it mutar an yantiv? Elohasim, you have to say, bigvaza parsichna. It's talking about where you made the wall out of the thick foliage of the tree. It's not clear why the Gemara makes this akimta. But the point is, the ilon gufei doifim ba'amud shavya. Here's the point. The point is, the case was where you didn't really, the schach wasn't on top of the tree. It was there, it was something nice, it was like a nice sukkah, it looked very nice. But it wasn't really part of the sukkah. And that's the reason it's mutter. So that's the fact that the wall is the tree itself is not a problem. Because at the end of the day, you're not going to be mishtamash b'achat. If you only have three walls, you need all three walls. So in that case is, you need all three walls, the halach is obviously the third wall is supporting the schach, because otherwise it's not a kosher sukkah. So it's supporting the schach. So over there, you're running into mishtamish b'alchai problems. But mishtamish b'ilam problems. But in the case where you had four walls, three b'day adam, and the fourth one was the tree, it's talking about where you never had to come onto the tree. Deikanami, diktani zeh klal, because the mission over there in sukkah gives a rule. Kol ilu sheyinata lo'ilam yichayla lamin, oyun lebiyanta. See that the rule really explains the halacha, and that is that the punchline is that you didn't need that fourth wall. Being that you didn't need the fourth wall, it's not considered that you were ever mishtabish b'alchai. So what's the bottom line? We have a machloikis between Abaye and Rabba. You're not allowed to be mishtabish with a b'alchai. You're not allowed to be mishtabish with a nilon. What about stodim? So we have two examples of tzadim so far. One example was the side of an animal. Rabbi was playing with his child on the side of an animal. Abaye was very taken aback. What happened to the issa to be mishtamish b'alchai? He said, no, this is tzadim. It's the side of the animal. We have another example as it relates to a tree, sukkah, where you have a wall inside. It's wedged into the side of a tree. You're the schach on top of it, and you're going to use the schach. You're not really being mishtamish with the tree. It's the wall that's in the tree. That's another example of tzadim. Rabbi held tzadim is mutter. His raya was from our Mishnah in Perek Misha Hichshech, which is why we're learning the sugya now. Abaye held that tzadim is going to be us. It sounds like it might be a machlokes tanoi. Ein oilin lo b'yontif, a braisa. You're not let it go onto a sukkah on yontif that has three walls, where the third wall is the tree. Shimon Allah, so I'm a Mishnah Rameyer. I don't love a yantiv. You are allowed to go. So the Gemara, my laba hokam iflagi. The Marasavat stadim asura. Marasavat stadim utar. Maybe this was mamish the case. The case is what we just discussed, and it's a machloikis. And the machloikis is whether it's stadim is mutter, the wall is inside the tree, and oh, it's a machloikis time. Till now, we had a Mishnah that just took on one position. Now that we have a machloikis, so we have to figure out what the two stadim might be, right? So that's the shailo. Is it? Is stodim maser or it's stodim mutter? Amr Abaye said, I'm not masker. Abaye wasn't willing to be mevater. Abaye held stodim as aser. He said, I think stodim is still aser. Even though you found the machlokes tanoim, I think everybody holds stodim aser. The kuli amat stodim aser. But see, date stodim kamiflege. It could be the machlokes over here was a little bit different. Here the machlokes is where it was see, date stodim. Mar sovat see, date stodim asurim. Umar sovar. Tzidet stodim utarim. This is not just stodim, but rather this is tzidet stodim. And the reason is because over here, you're not using the tree. You're not even using the wall that's in the tree. What you're using is the schach that's being supported by the wall that's inside the tree. So he said that that's like a whole step removed. I don't even think that because there's a tana that holds that mutter, that means that that tana would hold that what Rabbi was doing with his child would be mutter. Because that was a real tzadim. This is a tzidate tzadim. So Rava Amar Rava, however, said Manda Asa Bitstadim Asa Nami Bitzidate Stadim, Manda Shari Bitzidate Stadim, Shari Nami Bitstadim. So we have a machloikis what it's stadim is us, it's stadim is mutter, and then we have a machloikis according to the mandama that holds stadim is usr. What about Tzidate Stadim? Is Tzidate Stadim also usr? Or maybe Tzidate Stadim are going to be mutter? Isve Ramasharshi la Rava. So Ramasharshi asked Rava Akasha. Okay, what's Rava's contribution to the sugya up until this point? Rava said that there's no chiluk between stadim and Tzidate Stadim. Abaye and Rabba were debating stadim. Rava just said that, and I'm not getting involved in stadim, I'm just telling you that tzidate stadim and stadim is hachayma, it's the same thing. Man da asa bit stadim, asa nami bit tzidate stadim, man da shari bit tzidate stadim, shari nami bit stadim. So Rav Misharshia asked Rava Kasha, no'atz yaseh be'ilon. This context over here is Mesechta's Erevin, of Erevin fame. So if somebody wants to make an Eruve Techum, and he wants to be able to go past the Tchum Shabbos, so he sets up an Erev. This person, he took his Mazin Shtei Sudas, he took a Suda, which is what you need for an Erev, and he stuck it into a nail that was inside a tree. There was a Yosed that was wedged into a tree, and he put his little lunchbox on top of that. He's going to go within his 2,000 Amos, he's going to have a Suda there, and now he's Koine Shvisa, he gets 2,000 Amos from that point. If it's more than 10 tvachim tall in a ruva erev, it's not a good erev. Why? A geshmak or reason. Because the assumption is that this is 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. If it's more than 10 tvachim tall, it's a reshus hayachid. Presumably, the area beneath the tree where you made your erev is probably is not, the trees are usually not, it's probably not a reshus hayachid. It's a carmelus or a reshus around. You can't carry it. So if you can't carry it, it's not a good erev. An erev has to be something that you're able to use. But if you can't take it, you can't take it from on top down bottom because you're taking it from reshus hayachid. Down to, so it's going to be an issue. It's going to be okay. The only reason it's okay is because you stuck it into the tree. But if you didn't stick it into the tree, it sounds like it's not going to be okay. Meaning, if you would not stick it into the tree, then it was just hanging from the tree itself. Here's the point. It wasn't not at Yosef, but you were hanging, it was hanging from a branch, for example. Then it sounds like it's always going to be an issue. Why is it going to be an issue? Because now you're being mishtamish with the Elon. Now, are you being mishtamish with the Elon or bitstadeh ha-Elon? The Gemara holds that this is called stadim. And being that this is called stadim, you see that it's only an issue if it's hanging directly on the tree. But if it's hanging on a yaseh that's in the tree, it's mutter. Now, what would that be called? Tzidate stadim. So what do you see from here? V'hai tana deka asa bit stadim, v'kashari bit tzidate stadim. See, you see that stadim is aser, but at the same time, tzidate stadim is going to be mutter. So who's this akash on? Rava. Rava was the one that said that there's no chiluk between stadim and tzidate stadim. Manda asar, asar manda shari shari. Is fair, Mashari shilu Rava. So Mashari asked Rava kasha from over here. Amar Rapapa. Rapapa said, hacha b'kalkola tchuka skinon. Could be it's not muchach. Could be the issue over here was a little different. We were dealing with a kalkola basket that had a very narrow opening. There's a concern that when you take the Erev commanded by the Elon, become mishtamish b'Elon Gufa. It could be the issue here or something else. Here we actually worry that you're going to be mishtamish with the Elon. Because by the time you, in order for you to pull something out of the basket, you inevitably are going to move the Elon. That's what the problem is. Hilchasa, what's the halacha? Tzadim asurim, tzidate tzadim mutarim. Ironically, this is like a baya. And this is not like Rava. Omar Rav Ashi said, Hashto da amrit stodim asurim. Now that we just said that stodim are asurim, hai dargo de madla, if somebody has a ladder, you shouldn't lean the ladder on a tree. Why? The havalud stodim. Because the ladder is going to have a din of stodim, of being that it's leaning on the tree, and you're not going to be able to use the ladder. Elo linche agvazi labar midikla. What you should do is, if there's something protruding, a yosed, out of the tree, lean it on the Yosed. So like this, the Yosed it's stadim. The ladder is going to be tzidate stadim, and then it's going to be mutter. The chisalik additionally, when you climb up and down the ladder, like linich kari agvazi, try not to walk on the thing that's sticking out of the tree, but rather on the rungs of the ladder. Because if you're going to put your foot on what's coming out of the tree, then you're going to be mishtamish again with stadim, and if you're mishtamish with stadim, it's going to be an issue. Exhale. So we probably only have time for one ha'ara. So just one ha'ara as it relates to the sugis in the beginning of Perek Misha Hechshech. So again, this Perek is going to go by very, very quickly. And we'll just have time for at least one ha'ara. There's so many Gishmaka sugis right here in the beginning. But just one ha'ara that brings a lot of the raid that we've spoken about together. The Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chedesh. So the Mishnah is talking about Misha Hechshech there. Somebody's outside. He has his wallet with him. It's getting late. Shabbos. He's never going to make it home on time. Chazal were very, very worried. Chazal said that if we're not going to give this person an etza, an option, to figure out a way to get his wallet back home safely, he's going to end up carrying it dalad amr b'shus harabim, and that's not good. So the Chachamim said that, no, there's etzas. We're willing to work with you. What are the etzas? Number one, you can give it to a non-Jew. Number two, you could put it on a chamar. These are all chidushim. Give it to a shoita, a cheresh, a katan. You could even walk pachis midalad amas at a time. But these are all ideas and all etzes that the chachamim allowed this person. Why? Because they were afraid that ain't the maimed atzmei al mamaynoi and he loy sharis lay asi lasuye dalad amas b'shus harabim. Incidentally, the Vilna Gaon in his Pirush HaMishnayos in Shnois Eliyo asks a bumbakasha. He asks a gevaldig akasha. He says, at first glance, this halacha is the exact opposite, literally, of another halacha that we spent a lot of time on in Masechet Shabbos. In the beginning of Perek Kol Kisvei, if somebody has a fire, so the halacha is, we don't allow you to save anything from your fire. You know why? Because the Chum were afraid that if you're going to go start saving things from your fire, you may come to extinguish the fire. It's like mamish counterintuitive. Over here, there's an idea of ain't of them. That's my alma mainai. So if we don't allow you to save, that's when all the tzaras are going to come. And in Perek Kol Kisvei, it was just the opposite. In Perek Kol Kisvei, we tell the person he can't save anything. No, there's no etzes. Muslim gimel sue this and that's it. Why? Because if we're going to allow you to start saving things, that's when you're going to run into problems. So the Vilna Gaon in Shnois Eliyo asks it as a kash. He's very bothered. It sounds like we're... Over here, the concern is if we don't let you save, and then the concern is if we do let you save. But either way, that's just as an aside. So the Gemara jumped in right away, and the Gemara says, I don't understand. How is it possible that the Chum allowed this year to go ahead and give it to a non-Jew? Why are you not worried about the fact that it's also to tell a non-Jew to do malacha for you? So the Teretz was, because Kimlu the Rabbonim, they know the Maimed Atzmei Al Mamayin. We mentioned when we went through the Gemara, mentioned this very, very quickly, that Rashi explains that what was the problem? Why did the Gemara have an issue with this person going ahead and giving it to a non-Jew? The reason is because Varehu Shluchai, because you're making him a Shliach, and we know the rule, Shluchai Shaladim Kamaisai. So we mentioned the Kasha very fleetingly, but I think we should take a step backwards and mention the Kasha like a mensch and speak out a little bit of rain. And that is that we know one of the most basic halachas in Hilchah Shabbos is Amir Lakam. A Yid's not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. You're also not allowed to tell a non-Jew to do malacha for you on Shabbos. The Makar is a Mishnah, Mesechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chof Aleph Amar Aleph. The Gemara says throughout Shas, Amir Lakam is a Shvos, not Asim Edei Raisa. All it is an Issa D'Rabbanon. And being that all it is an Issa D'Rabbanon, you find coolers when it comes to Amir Lakam. For example, you're allowed to tell a Goy to do a malacha that's only an Issa D'Rabbanon if it's L'Tzayrich. L'Tzayrich Chayli, L'Tzayrich Mitzvah. As long as it's a Tzayrich, it's okay. The reason is because Amir La'akim is only a Shvus. So if you're going to tell him to do an Issa D'Rabbanon, it's a Shvus to Shvus, Shvus to Shvus, Mamakim Tzayrich is okay. But again, Amir La'akim is only a Shvus. The Pnei Yeshua's grandfather in Shailus Achuvah's Pnei Yeshua asks a Gevaldig Akasha. He says, I don't understand. Why did the Chachamim have to institute? Why did they have to be Mechadesh? Why did they have to create this halacha of Amir La'akum? L'chura, without the Chiddush of the Shvus of Amir La'akum, we would have known anyways that it's aser for a Yid to tell a guy to do malacha for him on Shabbos. Why? Because the Gemara says, Shluchai Shaladim Kamaisai. Stating that, ain't shlichus la'akum. But there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, in Bava Metzia Dafayin Aleph on Mavez, the way Rashi's Mefarish the Gemara, that says that even though ain't shlichus la'akum, but that's only l'kula. But yesh shlichus la'akum l'chumra. So if somebody would tell a non-Jew, for example, to go be Mekadosh Anisha for him, that woman would have a din of an Eishas Ish l'chumra. Because yesh shlichus la'akum l'chumra. So Freik the Pnei Yeshua Zayda, he said, if that's the case, he says, I don't understand. He said, why did the Chacham have to be Mechadosh Amir la'akum? It's poshut that you can't tell a guy to do malacha for you. Because if you're going to tell a guy to do malacha for you, he's going to be your shliach. If he's going to be your shliach, shluchai shaladim kamaisai. If shluchai shaladim kamaisai, it's going to come out that when he does Chilul Shabbos, you really did Chilul Shabbos. What are you going to tell me? Ain't shlichus la'akum? No. Bava Metzia Ayin Aleph on the base. Yei shlichus la'akum l'chumra.
says the Pnei Yeshua Zayda. I know what you're going to tell me. Ain't Shliach Hudvar Aveiro. He said, but that's a toys. Because why ain't Shliach Hudvar Aveiro? The Gemara says it's a Svara. Divrei HaRabbah, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishoimin. But over here, being that the guy himself is not chayiv to keep Shabbos, so there's no reason for him not to listen to you. The whole premise of ain't Shliach Hudvar Aveiro is he shouldn't have listened to you. Because he knows he's not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. But over here, he's a guy. He's a Shegis. He's not chayiv in Shabbos. So if he's not chayiv in Shabbos, so if that's the case, then there's no Divrei HaRabbah, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishoimim. So if that's the case, put it all together. Freik, the Shailas, the Tshuva, is Pnei Yeshua. I don't understand why did the Chachamim have to institute, why did the Chachamim have to be Mechadish, this halacha of Amir La'akum, Tepik Lei, that if you tell a guy to do malacha if you on Shabbos, it's as if you did the malacha based on the halacha of Shluchai Shal Adam Kemoisai, Yei Shlichos La'akum and HaTorah, and there's no Cheshman of Ein Shlichot Varavera. The Chassam Sofer in a Tshuva, in two places, brings a beautiful, beautiful teretz that he says later he found in the Beis Meir. And that is, that even though it's true in Kol HaTorah Kula, the halacha is Shluchai Shal Adam Kemoisai, but when it comes to Chilul Shabbos, said the Chassam Sofer, there's no Shluchai Shal Adam Kemoisai. He said, why not? Because what's the yisoid, what's the lumdus of Chilul Shabbos? The lumdus of Chilul Shabbos is the teretz says you have to rest on Shabbos. L'man Yonuach. At the end of the day, that's what Chilul Shabbos is all about. When a Yid's Mechal Shabbos, he's not resting. It's not so much what he's doing, it's more what he's not doing. A Yid is commanded to rest on Shabbos. And if you're Mechal Shabbos, so you're not resting. And because you're not resting, that's very, very bad. Says the Chassam Sofer, if I would make a Shliach to go be Mechal Shabbos for me, let's say, Yesh Shliach Ledvar Aveir. Says at the end of the day, if I'm praving a Shabbos, I'm singing Kol Mekadesh, I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to do. Shalosh Shudas is Ravin de Ravin, like Ninu Shabbos is Alasik Patoir, I sleep 3 hours in the afternoon. I kept Shabbos. You're going to tell me I keep Shabbos? I had a person, my shliach, he works for me. He's jumping up and down and being mechal. He's working out and he's being zayrei and chayresh. That's very nice. But at the end of the day, you're going to tell me that I didn't keep Shabbos? I did keep Shabbos. So said the Chassam Sofer, you can't be mechal Shabbos and lumdus. The way you mechal Shabbos is by not resting. At the end of the day, I rested. You'll tell me there's a sugya, perikish mekadesh, shluchai shal adam kamaisa. We learn out from here, we learn out from there. That doesn't work. Zelo lech. It doesn't work in Shabbos. Because Shabbos, it's not about, did I do a nice zriya? Shabbos, it's about, did I rest or did I not rest? When I do zriya, I didn't rest. When I'm chayrish, I didn't rest. At the end of the day, this yid rested. I in Lomdus, he was mechal Shabbos. Said the Chassam Sofer, you can't be mechal Shabbos in Lomdus. Half of a fell. That's the teretz of Pnei Yeshua's kasha. So without Amir La'akim, there would have been no shluchai shal adam kamoisai. It's only because of Amir La'akim they are not allowed to tell a goy to do malach. It's true, yesh shlichas la'akim lochum, and there's no shlich l'dvar aver, but there's no shlichas when it comes to Shabbos. That's the teretz of the Chassam Sofer. That's the teretz of the Beis Meir. But the Beis Meir has a follow up question. You know what his follow-up question is? The question that we mentioned very quickly in the daf yesterday. Freik the Beis Meir, then how do you read this Rashi? Echaba Pelef and Arashi. Rashi was Mefarish the Gemara. My time is shortly, the Rabbanu Lemes of Kisei Lenachri. Why is it okay if a person's stuck? He has his wallet, the sun is setting. Mishech Shechlei Baderech. So what do you do? Take your wallet and give it to a guy. Freik the Gemara, how can you do that? So Rashi, what's the problem? Shluchai. Shluchai shal adam kemoisai. You're not going to make a goy a shliach. Freik the Beis Meir, lefi my lundis, that there's no such thing as shlichas when it comes to Shabbos. Zavosak Rashi, v'harei shluchai lisoeno b'Shabbos. In other words, memonofshach. If there's shlichas when it comes to Shabbos, because we don't say the svara of the Beis Meir and the Chassam Sofer, we don't say this super duper lundis, that in Shabbos, it's only considered I did the malacha to the extent that I wasn't shayvis, to the extent I didn't rest, then what do I need a Amir La'akim for? The Pnei Yeshua is Eidus Kasha. Tepik Lei. Shluchai Shal Adam Kamaisai. And if you're going to tell me, like the base Meir and the Chassam Sofer's Teretz, that there is no Shlichus because we do accept the super duper lumdus of the Chassam Sofer and the base Meir and the Vosak Rashi. My time is Sharla, the Mesa of the Nachri, Varehu Shluchai Lisaenu B'Shabbos. What do you mean, Arehu Shluchai Lisaenu B'Shabbos? I thought there's no Shlichus when it comes to Shabbos. Some amount of so. We have a bond Teretz. The Chassam Sofer and the Beis Meir to the Pnei Yeshua's grandfather's Kasha, but the problem is that we have a Rashi. So Mamonavshach, how do you reconcile this Geshmaka Teretz, which by the way touches on so much raid that we left on the table in the last 6 months, but how do you reconcile, five, how do you reconcile that? How do you reconcile that with this Rashi right here? This is the Kasha. So in Beis Medrash B'lei Chiddush, I saw that Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanzin, the Baal Shoy Lameshev, in a Tshuva, and this is in Madura Kama, it's chelik sheni, and it's simin samach tes. So when you speak out of tshuva from the shaila meshiv, you have to know three things. You have to check off three boxes. You have to know what madura it is, because there's many maduras. Each madura has many chalakim, and then of course what simin it is. So it's madura kama, it's chelik sheni, it's simin samach tes. He brings this kasha from the Beis Meir, and he says a dava nifla, that ties into everything we've talked about. The Ein Beis Medrash Balei Chiddush. So he says like this. What's the lumdus of the Chassam Sofer? What's the lumdus of the Beis Meir? The lumdus is that Chil Shabbos means not resting. That's the taitch of Chil Shabbos. When you do a melacha, the reason it's a problem is because I didn't rest. The punchline is not what I did. The punchline is what I didn't do. When you was a Reya, you weren't resting. When you were Chayresh, you weren't singing Zmiris. Right? That's the problem. The problem is you didn't rest. When you do melacha, the melacha is the ishvisa. So memela, it doesn't pass shlichos. Because you can have a shlich working for you from today till tomorrow. At the end of the day, you rested. There's one melacha of the lametes melachas, but I don't think this lamdas works. You know which melacha? The melacha of Aitzah. You know why? Because Aitzah is a melacha gerua. What does it mean it's a melacha gerua? I didn't really do anything. That means if I'm moitzi dover mishos lushos, if I carry somebody dalet ames mishos harabim, you know what that means? I didn't not rest. I did rest. And still, says the Shaila Meshiv, there's something called Haitzah. If that's the case, that means the lumdus. This is all full circle. The lumdus of the Malach of Haitzah is fundamentally different than the lumdus of all the other Malachas. 38 of the Malachas, what's the aside? It's not the Malacha, it's the fact that I'm not resting. But the Malach of Haitzah, being that it's not a stira to Shvi, it's garnished, it's a Malach of Geruah. So said Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanzin, it can't be that's the lumdus in a Malacha. The lumdus in a Malacha can't be that it's an ishvisa when I do Aitzah, because Aitzah is not a stira to shvisa, it's a garnish, it's a malacha garua. What is it? So it says, so what must it be? The Torah says, kacha, this malacha says that you're not allowed to do Aitzah. If I'm not allowed to do Aitzah, you know what that means? That means the wood pass shlichos by Aitzah. What are we discussing in Perek Misha Hechshech? We're discussing the malacha of Aitzah. We're discussing Misha Hechshech Baderech. You're stuck outside in a Rishus Rabbim. You need someone to take it for you. Oh, you need someone to take it for you. Over here, Rashi said, Medafnish onkumen to the Shvus of Amir Lakum. Here you have the Kola Torah Kula Diga Halacha of Shluchay Shaladim Kemaisai. Ah, you're going to tell me he's a guy? Yeh Shlichas Lakum Lachum Min HaTayr. Ah, you're going to tell me Yeh Shlichat Varavera? No, a guy's not Mitzvah on Shabbos. Ah, you're going to tell me the Lomdus of the Chsam Sofer? You're going to tell me the Lomdus of the Beis Meir, which is Mukhrach the Lomdus. Because otherwise, why do you need a Amir Lakum? That Lomdus works for 38 malachas, but it doesn't work for the last malacha. It doesn't work for the malacha gerua, because every malacha which is a stira to shvisa, you're shvitzing. That's a real malacha. There, it's a stira to shvisa. So yesh loy mat alum. This is don't do something that's going to contradict your shvisa. But being that this has not, this is a malacha gerua, so bal karcha has nothing to do with shvisa. So if it has nothing to do with shvisa, so in this case, it's not going to be an issue. Rabbi Yisrael Shaul says one more hisafet to this. He says that we mentioned what's the makar tamir. How do you know you're not allowed to tell a non-Jew to do malacha for you? What's the makar? So Rashi says, we spoke about this. Rashi says in Avodah Zarah, there's a lot of raid on this, but Rashi says in Avodah Zarah, Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, that the makar Tamir La'akum is, it says, Mim Tzoy Cheftzicha V'daber Dover. That's the makar. It's learned out from the Pasuk, Mim Tzoy Cheftzicha V'daber Dover. Diburasa, you're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. You also can't talk about doing malacha on Shabbos. If you tell a non-Jew to do malacha for you, you violated v'dabedaver. Great Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanzin, the most obvious question. And that is, he says, we know that halacha of Amir L'Akim is not only true in Hilchot Shabbos, it's true in other areas of halacha as well. It's a sugya mesechtes Bava Metzia, by Leisachsim Shabbat. It's not only true for Hilchot Shabbos. Amir L'Akim is a very big mistake. It's not only true in Shabbos. It's most notably featured in Shabbos. But it's not only true on Shabbos. So Freik Rabbi Yosef Shol, it's a Pella. How could that be? How could it be that it's true not only in Hilchot Shabbos, it's true in other places as well? If the Makar is Mimtzoy Cheftzach of Adab Adavar, if that's the Makar Tamir L'Akim, so then how do you have it in Kol Torah Kula? How do you have it in other areas in Halacha? Doesn't make sense. How do you have it in... I can't tell a Jew to plant Kalayim for me. Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. Why? Amir L'Akim, says the Bir Agro. It's Aser. Because Amir L'Akim, what do you mean? It's not Mimtzoy Cheftzach of Adab Adavar. That's Halacha and Hilchot Shabbos. Vashatis mid Hilchot Shabbos. So Rabbi Yosef Shol, you know what the Teretz is? The Pnei Yeshua Zaydis Kasha. You don't need Amir L'Akim in every other area in Halacha. When it comes to all the Tayag Mitzvahs, the reason you can't tell a guy to do Malacha for you is because Yesh Lichos L'Akim and Atayra L'Chumra. And there's no Inshech L'Varaveir, assuming this is something that a guy is allowed to do. A guy is not Chayiv in Tayag Mitzvahs. The only time we needed the institution
of Amir La'akum. This was only negay in Hilchah Shabbos. In Hilchah Shabbos, where you have the lumdus in the Chassam Sofer, you have the lumdus in the Beis Meir. So when it comes to Hilchah Shabbos, that's where it's negay. You have to come onto a new reason. Then you don't have the svara of shlichos. Oh, dafen onkum, it's Amir La'akum. Amir La'akum is al nimtzoy chetzuch of a davedover. Kol ha'teru kula, you don't have a davedover. Kol ha'teru kula kula, you don't need the davedover. Because the kol ha'teru kula, it's al nimtzoy chetzuch. It's al yesh shlichos la'akum and atayra. But the point is, again, what's the full circle? The full circle is number one, another hisafa to this idea, Malacha Gru. We started the Masechta, Taisus Nabeza Menalef, Malacha Gru, Malacha Gru, Malacha Gru, and the Ezra Hashem, we have the Pnei Yeshua's Chiddush, just the Chazah quickly, the beginning of Perek Pemeh Behema Yoitza, that there's no Shvisas Behema Deiraisa when it comes to Yitza, because on Malacha Gru, there's no Shvisas Behema. Rabbi Yitzchak Ochon and Bar Yitzchak Simi Yodalad, there's no Chatzi Shir by Yitza, because it's a Malacha Gru. We had the Chayod and the Malacha brings in Shin Yudches, that if somebody by mistake carries something, even though usually you can't have enough from Chil Shabbos B'shoigi, but it's different. It's a Malacha Gru. We just mentioned the other day, the Ramah, Baruch HaMadlum in Kodesh L'chol, you don't have to say for a Malacha She'ina Gemura. Okay, that doesn't only mean Haitzah, but it includes in it Haitzah. And now we have a Gevaldige Chiddush, the Chiddush of the Shoyal Meshev, that when it comes to Haitzah, Yesh Lichos Akim and Atayr, but from a Lumdus standpoint, so fundamentally, there's a tremendous Lumdus Shechilik, based on this Hezbollah from Rabbi Yosef Shalom Natanzin, between the 38 Malachas and the Malach of Haitzah. The Yisoid of the 38 Malachas are that when I did Malach, I didn't rest. Haitzah has nothing to do with resting, because you could do Haitzah, it's not considered a Malacha on the level that it contradicts the Shvisa. Narvas, it says in the Torah, you're not allowed to do Haitzah, so you're not allowed to do Haitzah, you're not allowed to do Haitzah, just like you can't do anything that the Torah says you're not allowed to do. But in Lomdis, it's fundamentally different.